This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Well, Bob Childs is the founder of the House of Fleming, and they are based in Atlanta. Bob is known out on the PGA Tour as Beltman. It is a pleasure to welcome Bob Childs to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hello, Bob.
Hello, John. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for doing this. I really appreciate it.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet a friend of Butch and someone from Augusta.
Bob, tell me how this whole business started.
The golf part of it?
No,
or
just the belt business. The belt business.
Back in the late 70s, I was trying to find something to do to keep me off the streets, and I found that I had a skill with my hands working with leather, and started making belts. I never thought it would be a business. I just thought it was something that was fun to do, and people started buying them, and the next thing you know, I'm making belts for half the specialty stores around America.
Were they kind of high-end belts from the very beginning, Bob?
Yeah, I did them all in alligator skin. I think the laws from 1969 to 79 prevented the manufacture of alligator skin products. And then they changed the laws in 79, and I met an elderly gentleman that was reopening a tannery. His family had a tannery down in New Orleans. I think they started it in the late 1800s, and so he was setting up this tannery, and I said, well, what do you do with the skins? He said, well, you can make belts. So we started talking, and he tried to teach me a few things about belts, and I got about halfway into it, and the gentleman passed away, so I was kind of out in the middle of the river without a paddle. So anyhow, that's how it started.
You say you didn't think this would turn into a business. How did it turn into a business?
Well, people liked what I was doing, and they said, I'd like to buy one of these. And I'm like, oh, okay.
I assume mostly Atlantans, mostly friends?
Mostly friends to start with, and then I think there was a specialty store in Atlanta, H. Stockton, that had been around for a long time, and I met Mr. Stockton, and he said, well, you need to make these for our store, and then he turned me on to a bunch of other specialty stores, and it just grew. And so for a long time, I was making belts, not for my own brand, but I was private labeling them. And then we had a small shop on Peachtree Street, and so a lot of the Atlanta locals would start shopping here. And then I think in 96, a guy called me on the phone and said he'd seen a belt on someone on an airplane and would like to come by and meet me. I said, sure, come on. And it was Butch Harmon. And this was in 96, and I think Tiger had just turned professional, and I had no knowledge of golf. I just didn't really pay any attention to it. And we started chatting, and he said, well, I want you to make a couple of belts for one of my students. And I said, who's that, Butch? And he said, Tiger Woods. And that kind of, I knew that I'd hit kind of a lottery here in the golf world when I did that. And then the Europeans found me later, I think. Once Darren Clark is like my biggest client ever. I mean, he's bought over 500 belts from me, so it's kind of insane.
Really?
But then I met all the Europeans, and than we have a lot of the American professionals.
We're talking with Bob Childs from the House of Fleming. Where does the name come from, Bob?
Well, my first name is Fleming, and nobody knew that, so I felt like it was a good name for the business because I could say, you know, if someone came in and said, "Where's Mr. Fleming?" I'd say, he's not here. That's why I work for him. He's never here. So anyhow, that's where it came from. It's a family name.
You've mentioned the belts. You've mentioned Darren's bought like 500 of them, but now it's branched out. You do accessories, right?
Yes, we do a lot of wallets and watch straps. You know, we do a lot of custom watch straps. And then in the golf arena, we do a lot of the yardage book covers for the players, but mostly belts, wallets, and watch straps.
Are you surprised by how this has all taken off? I mean, is a lot of this based on the tour and people seeing your belts out there?
On TV?
Yeah,
it is. The golf drives a very interesting part of the business. I mean, you know, when I originally started doing these things, they were usually black or brown or cognac or black or brown or cognac, and so they were for traditional suits or whatever, very mm-hmm. conservative. But the golfers got into color. I remember the first time I did some stuff for Sergio Garcia, and his manager called me and he said, "Sergio's quite conservative. We'd like to start with a few belts." And I'm saying, "Okay, well, tell me what you want." And he said, "I want Ferrari red, kiwi green, and banana yellow." And I kept my laughter to myself, but I said, "Yeah, that's conservative." So the golf has been good. I mean, we've had the last two majors, Danny Willett, I made his belts, and then Dustin Johnson, I make all of his belts. So I get a lot of exposure.
You know, I was going to ask you about if you ever thought about other locations, L.A. or New York or something, but I guess I'd have to assume, Bob, that these days, being on the Internet, you don't really need brick-and-mortar in other locations.
Not really. Probably 70% of our business is from around the country and around the world, and usually it's just a phone call, and we'll shoot pictures of whatever we have because it's always changing. I traveled the world to find unusual one-of-a-kind skins or whatever, and it's it's changed. The whole nature of the we had a store on Peachtree Street for almost 30 years, and we had a fire in 2013, and it wiped out the strip center, and we've been working out of our factory and ever since, and people seem to enjoy coming over and seeing how it's made and where it's made, and it's not quite as convenient, but we actually give much better service.
Well, for a custom-made belt, Bob, what's the turnaround time on that these days?
Oh, generally about a week to 10 days. But, I mean, if push comes to shove, we can make one in a day. Or if really push comes to shove, we'll knock one out in the morning.
You know?
A lot of the tour players, like when I'll go to a tournament, I'll go on a Monday or a Tuesday, and they want to have their product on Thursday and Friday, you know, to wear. Assuming they make the cut, they'll have it for the weekend. So I come back, and I'm making belts and shipping them that next day.
I can only imagine you probably don't have to introduce yourself to new clients on tour. It's probably clients of yours saying, you know, "Hey, Billy, here's the belt guy I was telling you about."
Exactly. I mean, I don't push myself or my product on these people. They know what I do, and you know, and they talk about it, and they're quite, to be honest, they're quite competitive about their belts. I mean, they're competitive on the golf course, whether it's playing ping pong or whatever. They want to one-up each other on the belts, which is kind of amusing.
Could you ever have imagined it getting this big, Bob?
Never. And if we sat down and tried to come up with a business plan to do this, we couldn't have pulled it off. It's just kind of an organic thing. It's I mean, it's really kind of been bizarre, but it's been a lot of fun, and it's, you know, it's got me over to Augusta every year for the your tournament.
Yeah, I'm sure that it has. I'm sure that it has. He is Bob Childs. Again, the business is the House of Fleming, and you can find them online. Bob, congratulations on all of this. It's a great story. It really, really is. And you seem like. You seem like a guy that's just kind of taking it all in and riding the ride, so congratulations on all of this.
Well, thank you very much, and I look forward to seeing you in Augusta and meeting you.